Repeal the 19th Amendment because irrational women ruined America by voting for big government Democrats. Except before the 19th Amendment, Americans elected Woodrow Wilson, who enslaved them to the Federal Reserve and set the US up for over a century of ruling class exploitation, excessive taxation, debt, devaluation of currency, war and interventionism, and government propaganda while silencing speech, dissent, and disobedience. Theodore Roosevelt, a big government Republican, laid the foundations of the American Empire even before Wilson and grotesquely expanded executive and federal authority and bureaucracy, a precedent Wilson and subsequent presidents then furthered. The gross expansions of government and the people's acceptance of them were well underway before the 19th Amendment. And long before the early 20th century, my founding fathers were brazenly expanding government and violating people's liberties in my special piece of paper. There was the Fugitive Slave Act, conscription, the suspension of habeas corpus, mass executions, cronyism for big business. History shows that all political parties seek to expand their authority. As it turns out, both women and men can be highly irrational, reactive, and ignorant. When the mortal masses choose mortal rulers, who enforce their power through literal violence, even Wilson acknowledged government rests in all cases ultimately on force, you get violent authoritarianism and big government no matter which partisan cult has more control. If people need government because they're inherently bad and stupid, what do you expect from a government made up of people? I support repealing the 19th Amendment because the entire government and constitution should be repealed. It had one job, to limit government and tyranny, and it failed long before women got the right to vote.